Dictation for Edwin, EDWIN, Hell Week, HELWIG, May 1046. Address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, STEVELTON, 7751640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, a follow-up for Mr. Helwig with chronic kidney disease. Some problems with back pain radiated to the right leg, probably sciatic, affecting his mobility. Was in the emergency room a few days ago. No exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, only takes Tylenol. He questions about his blood pressure medications, not seeing much of a response. Presently taking HCTC, hydralazine, and bisoprolol. Also follows with cardiology Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-I-E-K. He complains of chronic dyspnea. There has been no reported vomiting, gastrointestinal bleeding, or infection in the urine. No reported edema, no discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitations. Next paragraph, other medications. He takes diabetes, cholesterol, triglycerides, antiarrhythmics. Next paragraph. Today blood pressure was high, 180/78. No change on standing. Do not hear any localized valve weakness, consolidation, pleural effusion, no respiratory distress, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. Do not hear carotid bruise or abdominal distension, ascites or edema. Minimal restriction because of the sciatic pain on the walking. Next paragraph, chemistry is from May, creatinine is stable 1.4, the same as in February. Representing a GFR of 52 with a normal electrolyte acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH not elevated, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. Albumin creatinine ratio less than 30, normal white blood cell platelets, mild anemia 12.4. He actually also is on ACE inhibitors, trandolapril, T-R-A-N-D-O-L-A-P-R-I-L. A 24-hour blood pressure monitor. Shows that 60% of the time, systolic blood pressure is above goal, during daytime more than 140, during nighttime more than 120. Diastolic readings, however, were appropriately not elevated in no more than 4% of the time. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hypertension, primary type, predominance, systolic of the elderly, above report of the 24-hour blood pressure monitor, kidney function remains stable, stage 3, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells, presently stable potassium acid base. I would like him to increase the HCTC to full dose of 25 milligrams. He will keep an eye on blood pressure before we do further adjustments. He is not bradycardic. Potentially, we could increase beta blocker bisoprolol, higher dose. We could also use hydralazine more frequently, as this is a short-acting medication. He's presently doing 50 milligrams in the morning, 25 at night. The usual maximal dose can go all the way to 100, three times, sometimes four times a day. Continue management of his diabetes, cholesterol, and triglycerides. There is no activity of coronary artery disease. He has prior stents. He has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, but there is no documented urinary retention. All issues explained to the best of my knowledge. I sense some distrust of medical recommendations, but we will keep educating him. End of dictation.